everyone, and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning.
Good evening, this is Jonathan.
大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Jonathan, you told me that you like technology, right?
I love and live for technology.
Despite, you know, iPods, genetic sequencing, the internet and Twitter, nearly a third of Americans said they thoughtthere would be more technological advances by the year of 2010.
Well, I guess I have an iPhone. I want to use the 23andMe.com genetic sequencing, and I'm on Twitter at Dr. O, so yeah, I'm on board with all of these new technologies.
Yeah, not everyone expected to be living like, you know, Jetsons, the space age television cartoon series of the early 1960s.And they said the age group most likely to be disappointed with the current level of technological advancement are 35 to 54 years old. You're not as old, huh?
Well, I worry that many people in that age range don't know how to use the technology that we even have today.
Yeah. 那么最近呢，在美国的一项调查显示呢，对于2010年呢，很多的美国人他们认为科技发展的还不够迅速，因为他们觉得像尽管有 iPod, 尽管有 Twitter, 有 Facebook, 但他们觉得还不够足以满足他们现在对于科技的这个兴趣。So about 21% of people believe we are more technologically advanced than they thought we would be by 2010, while 37% believe we are on target for their expectations.
Yeah, the first globals generation, those that we call aged 18 to 30, are much less likely than older generations to say that the technological advancements up until now have exceeded their expectations.
And about a third of people 70 years and older said they thought current technology was more advanced than they thought it would be. Yes, for senior people, it really is. You know, for them, aside from iPods, Twitter, or Facebook, you know, send a text message for them is really difficult, right?
Yes, setting their VCRs and sending a text message can be very difficult for some of the older people. Plus, they've always been raised since the 1950s, at least in America, to expect the flying car,which we still don't have today.
Yeah, or some people, they prefer buy something to the shopping mall, not shop online. They prefer to, you know, touch the clothes or touch the book, you know, by their hands. Then they can know that things fit for them.
Well, and that's one of the tricks I use. I know exactly what shoe size I wear, and I am very able to shop at Converse.com to get new shoes without having to worry about if they're going to fit exactly right.
You have a standard shoe size, right?
Yes, Amazon and Converse are my friends.
So not surprisingly, men were more likely than women to say they thought there would have been greater advances by 2010 to the Jetson lifestyle with its flying saucer-like cars and robotic servants.
Yeah, robotic servants. Well, they have them in Japan right now, so maybe, again, they just don't know how to use everything.
Robotic. What if there's no electricity? The electricity is dead, the battery is dead, and then no, the servants is gonna, you know, service for you.
If all the electricity and all the battery is dead, I hope that I'm probably dead too.
So you depend on these technologies.
Definitely.
So as technology companies make their annual trek to Las Vegas to unveil their coolest gadgets at a consumer electronics show in January, investors are laying bets on another good year for the industry.
Yeah, the mood at the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, 2010 should be far more buoyant than in early 2009, when the economy was deep in recession and the financial markets reeled from the credit crisis. Tech stocks have since recovered, with the Nasdaq Composite ending 2009 up more than 40% to a 15-month high. Analysts say stronger corporate IT spending, an explosion of activity around smartphones and mobile computing, plus consolidation should further bolster the sector in 2010. Topping the list for many sell-side analysts are perennial blue-chip favorites like Google, Apple, Cisco, and Intel.
那么提到 今年呢2010年对于全球的这个电子用品市场呢可以说是一个好年。那像在去年年底呢，美国的纳斯达克的综合指数呢，像Tech Stocks 就是它的科技股呢，已经恢复到平时的40%的水平。那么也显示了科技股和科技产品呢在美国的销售非常的良好，那么也为整个产业的恢复带来了信心。 You know they said that with economic recovery slowly taking root, that companies starting to upgrade their IT systems again. Analysts say 2010 will offer tech investors a wide range of opportunities. That's a good sign, huh?
Yeah. Well, one of the main things that they are upgrading this year is to Windows 7, which is an operating system that should help spur sales of personal computers. I personally love Windows 7 compared to everything that Microsoft has put out since Windows 2000.
And many like data storage giant EMC Corp as a way to play the anticipated uptick in the corporate spending along with the software unit VMware Incorporation. And with a more stable economy, investors' risk appetite should be higher than a year ago. But given the rise in valuations, the question is how much run the tech rally has left?
Well, apparently consumer spending will be up because this year at CES they showed off lots of tablet computers, which many people see as kind of a luxury item, with Microsoft and HP showing off their big new tablet collaboration, and Apple waiting until January 25th to show off their new anticipated tablet computer.
Yeah, and the chip makers in particular entered the new year riding a wave of positive sentiment despite a jump of around 70% in Philadelphia Semiconductor Index in 2009. Many believe the sector would be poised for more gains next year.
Well, I certainly hope so, since I know that Freescale, Via, MediaTek, AMD, and Intel, the leading chip makers, all have offices in Beijing.
You know, for the first time, I think we began to talk about some good signs of the economy. And I don't know if you have the, thoughts about, because I have a big thought of still...very, very strong about this kind of news, because last year I and John we've been talking about a lot of negative things, from the economy, like travel industry, like the technology industry, like computer industry. A lot of things have just been to recession and, downturn of the economy. But things from this topic is really has a good start for.This kind of economies and it's good news for the industry.
Oh yeah, consumers always drive the economy and everyone was waiting for the Christmas returns to see how consumers would spend during Christmas, and apparently everyone has seen the signs that they're looking for, that we are actually recovering out of this kind of a global recession.
Is it too quick to, come to back on track the recovery?
I think so, actually, myself. But
I can't imagine, I can't believe myself. It's really, really good, huh? Okay, now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Leona Lewis, Happy.
Someone once told me that you have to choose what you will or lose. You can't have everything.Don't you take chances, you might feel pain. Don't you love in vain, 'cause love won't set you free. I could stand by the side watch this life pass me by. So unhappy, safe as could beyou
That was Leona Lewis with Happy.
Okay, so today we've been talking about technology gadgets of 2010. And here, and you know, Skype, it's popular things around the globe. And Skype to offer video phone call service on TVs. Skype, the software applications for users calling over the internet, said that its service will be embedded in high-definition TVs with internet capabilities. Yeah, it's good signs for, you know, usually when we talk about video phone calls through, you know, monitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not TVs.
Yeah, and many companies have tried this over the last decade, and it's never worked. So I'm interested to see where Skype is going with this. You know, much more consumers have internet-connected TVs than they did a few years ago, but is that really enough to launch a new product?
Yeah, and also the Skype, which an investor group led by Silver Lake in the last November bought from eBay Incorporation, offer free voice and video phone calls to Skype users, and its text chat provides group chats as well as offline message service. Wow, you can chat offline, huh?
Oh, yeah. I even have Skype set up here in China so that my friends and family can call a phone number in the U.S. and it will forward directly to my Chinese cell phone. So sometimes I get a strange number, 12345. Oh, who could this be? And it's America calling. The Skype is a very useful service to have.
Yeah. And hope that will help a lot for free chatting. Is it free?
If it's computer to computer, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do voice chat or anything. If you set up something like my cell phone, it will cost you maybe 1 cent or 2 cents a minute. So versus the old days where an international call from China would maybe cost $5 a minute, 1 or 2 cents, yeah, I can deal with that.
Okay, and now let's move on to today's business news. 接下来呢，我们听听今晚的财经资讯。 U.S. online holiday sales increased 4%. 美国网络消费增长 4%.
U.S. online buyers spent $29.1 billion during the 2009 holiday season from November to December, a gain of 4%, reported a leading research firm recently. Comscore, a leader in measuring the digital world, said the holiday season featured distinct periods of strong spending growth surrounding the Thanksgiving, Black Friday timeframe, and the final shopping week leading up to Christmas. Quote, the 2009 online holiday shopping season was a positive one as its growth rate slightly surpassed our forecast and returned to solidly positive rates after nearly a full year of marginally negative growth. Among the highlights of the season was the first $900 million online spending day and a strong late-season spending surge, propelled by effective retailer promotions, guaranteed shipping, and a major snowstorm on the eastern seaboard that convinced many to shop from the comfort of home. It's possible that this better-than-expected end-of-the-year performance is a harbinger of renewed vigor and optimism for 2010, as the consumer economy seeks to rebound from one of the worst years in history. According to Comscore, the single largest spending day was December 15th, one of the last days to order for guaranteed Christmas deliveries, when online sales totaled $913 million.
Alright, that was today's Biz News. And now you're listening to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Jonathan and Dong Ying. Okay, so Jonathan, we've been talking about technologies today, and you know Google, recently Google officially unveiled its own smartphone, which represents the internet in search giant's strongest challenge against Apple's popular iPhone.
Yeah, after Google promised all of the people making Android phones that it would not compete with them, after a week of speculation, they did debut the Nexus One. The new handset is an example of what's possible with mobile phones on Google's Android operating system, Google executives said at a press conference held at the company's headquarters in Mountain View, California. Mario Quiroz, Google's vice president of product management, said the Nexus One belongs in the emerging class of devices which the company calls superphones. It's manufactured by the HTC Corp. Nexus One features a 3.7-inch OLED display, a 5-megapixel camera, and delivers speed up to 1 gigahertz.
Yeah, and you know, Google and Yahoo, it's really internet giants. But they unveil this kind of smartphones is really a challenge to the popular like iPhone, like popular mobile phones. Huh?
Yeah, Google has never made a piece of hardware before, so it'll be interesting to see if consumers actually trust hardware from a company that's never made it before, or if Google can compete with such a popular product as the iPhone.
Yeah. Okay, and now let's take a break, listen to a song from Katie Tunstall, Suddenly I See.
A pool of light. People who surround her feel the benefit.
that was KT Tunstall with Suddenly I See.
Okay, so today is Thursday. We talk about fashion. And today we introduce the rise of domestic Chinese consumer brands to you. Because, you know, usually when we buy some very fashionable or famous clothes, we're going to buy some internationally famous clothes. But right now, you know, China's domestic Chinese consumer brands is rising or is booming recently. It's very, very huge. And sometimes it's not only cheap, but also the quality is really, really good. The world has just focused their eyes to China right now.
Yeah, I guess it's all about finding the right brands. I'm a huge fan of Li Ning myself.
Yeah. 那么今天呢，在时尚话题里呢，我们为大家一起来分享中国本土的服装品牌。那中国的本土消费品牌呢日益崛起，对外国的名牌呢也构成了挑战，已经成为中国工业发展的一个标志性的趋势。很多的一些厂商呢，他们原来呢都是从这个外国的品牌的代工厂做起家，那么如今呢都凭借自身的实力获得了国际的认可，像是匹克和安踏都在香港上了市。那么中国公司呢也具有很大的优势。首先呢，他们对连锁店的依赖程度要低于国外的同行，使他们在质量和品牌管理方面拥有更大的控制权。Yeah, so in value terms, China's sportswear markets may grow from an estimated $7.2 billion in 2009 to around $12.4 billion in 2012. Such growth, if it materialized, would be likely to catapult some Chinese sportswear brands into powerful to even dominant positions in the industry worldwide.
Oh, of course. With that much money at stake, no one's going to give the market to Nike and Adidas. The role that imitation played in corporate development is something that several Xinjiang companies freely own up to. Zhou Xiaoxiong, capital chairman of Steptwools, a Xinjiang company listed on the Shenzhen stock market, is quoted by the 21st Century Business Herald as saying his company first imitated foreign brands, then learned how to innovate itself.The alligator logoed Lacoste was an early model, but these days when Joe wanders around shopping malls in Hong Kong, he is more interested in Zara and H&M, the newspaper said. Have you ever shopped at Zara or H&M?
Yeah, definitely. It's globally famous, but not only fashionable, but also cheap.
From the business side, H&M is a very rare manufacturer that they use a just-in-time inventory system. This is the same inventory system that companies like Toyota use for manufacturing, but H&M has applied it to high fashion. So I know that when I buy an H&M t-shirt or a pair of jeans, it will not be likely that I'll see other people wearing the same thing as they go through their inventory very fast.
And also we know that like a peak and Anta, which are also leaning, I think, which are both listed in Hong Kong index, right? And the sponsor Mr. Yao's teammates at Houston Rockets guaranteeing the company's millions of eyeballs when NBA games are televised in China. Such marketing gambits have helped the domestic sportswear brands expand sales rapidly this year in China, even as Adidas performances have slumped. So in China, especially you think, you know, back to the Olympic Games, you can see a lot of delegates, they wear like a national or domestic brands. You know, it's really, and not only Chinese delegates, but also some like a Spanish team.
Oh,
they also
course.
Wear like Li Ning brands.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier, Li Ning's stock went up over 50% the day after the Olympics when Li Ning himself lit the opening torch. So apparently foreign investors saw that this is a great leaping point, a great starting point for a Chinese business.
Yeah, if you bought the stock before he lit the fire, then you're going to be, you know, getting a lot from the stock market.
Maybe that's why it was such a secret as to who was going to light the torch in the opening ceremony.
It's a fortune. Okay, and that comes to the end of today's show, and we're going to wrap up today's show with a song from Sherry Cole, Fight for This Love. We're going to see you tomorrow. Bye.
Good evening, everyone.
Too much of anything can make you
时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
酷币经济学，
欢迎来到酷币经济学。今日查点：裙摆指数 （Hemline Index）。美国人考伯雷发现，女性裙摆越长，股市就越低迷，短裙子总和牛市同时出现。1929年大萧条以前，女性裙摆迅速上移。1930年的大萧条伴随的是长裙的流行。1987年的流行款式本来是超短裙，但是10月份短裙突然不流行了，结果当年秋天美国股市就第二次巨幅下跌。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时。